Welcome to today's edition of the Bible Class. Our teacher, Dr. Kenneth C. Hill, is teaching from the Old Testament book of Jeremiah. You may email your questions through the website at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. You may also mail your questions to the Bible Class, care of WHCB, Post Office Box 5, Bumpville, Tennessee, 37617. And now, here is Dr. Hill with today's lesson.
Welcome to the Bible Class. We're continuing with our study in the book of Jeremiah. We're in chapter 31. I want to finish the discussion of chapter 30 in verses 21 and 22. Let me read those to you, and then we'll move on to chapter 31 in this session. And their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governors shall proceed from the midst of them, and I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that engaged his heart to approach unto me, saith the Lord? And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Now this is following the time of Jacob's trouble, or the great tribulation. This is the promise of God that the coming governor who comes from the midst of the restored people of Israel shall be the Messiah himself. This is Jesus Christ coming as the ruler of Israel. Now, this verse makes clear that Christ himself will combine in himself the roles of both priest and king. And we find that throughout Scripture in Ezekiel chapter 34, Ezekiel chapter 37, Hebrews chapter 7. The phrase "from the midst," that is, in the middle of, is reminiscent to the earlier promise prophet from Deuteronomy chapter 18, and the promise that Israel will be near to God, that Israel will be my people. We find that in Leviticus chapter 26 and Hosea chapter 2. And we see a similar application of the church of Christ himself in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. Now we move on to chapter 31, which is a summary of Israel in the last days, or as some commentators have said, the restoration of Israel, because that's exactly what it is. Chapter 31, Jeremiah. At the same time, saith the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Again I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with thy tabrets, and shalt go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant, and shall eat them as common things. For there shall be a day that the watchman upon the mount of Ephraim shall cry, arise ye, and let us go up to Zion, unto the Lord our God. For thus saith the Lord, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Lord, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. God's everlasting love for his people is accompanied by infinite patience. There we see it in verses 1 through 3 of chapter 31. We see the loving kindness of God. And when you look at the term virgin of Israel, I want to go to some notes that we have on that specific phrase. The virgin or daughter of is a set phrase that often refers to certain nations or people. This, in this case, means a chaste or a virgin being a chaste nation of Israel, meaning a pure nation. And we know Israel is being chastised, is being destroyed almost to the ultimate because of its lack of repentance and lack of purity. And yet here, after the time of Jacob's trouble, we see Israel being restored as a virgin to God Almighty. And we see that those who are on duty in the city or in the field to warn of danger become prophets in the sense of proclaiming that God is to be worshipped. And so there is a remnant of Israel there in verse 7. O Lord, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. This is a believing Israel in the last days. And if you wish to use the big words, you'll say a believing Israel in the time of the eschatological understanding. That means the last days. Might as well use the simple form, the last days. Let's look at verse 8 and following. Behold, I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the coasts of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, the woman with child, and her that travaileth with child together, a great company shall return thither. They shall come with weeping, and with supplications will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble, for I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, or the coasts afar off. And say, He that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd doth his flock. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together in the goodness of the Lord for wheat and for wine and for oil and for the young of the flock and of the herd, and their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together, for I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them and make them rejoice from their sorrow, and I will satiate the soul of the priests with fatness, and my people will be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping, Rahel weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children because they were not. Thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in thine end, saith the Lord, that thy children shall come again to their own border. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself thus, Thou hast chastised me, and I was chastised as a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. Turn thou me, and I shall be turned, for thou art the Lord my God. Surely, after that I was turned, I repented, and after that I was instructed, I smote upon my thigh. I was ashamed, yea, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? For since I spake against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore my bowels are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. Set thee up waymarks, make thee high heaps, set thine heart toward the highway. Even the way which thou wentest, turn again, O virgin of Israel, turn again to these thy cities. How long wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? For the Lord hath created a new thing in the earth, a woman shall compass a man. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, and yet they shall use this speech in the land of Judah, and in the cities thereof, when I shall bring again their captivity. The Lord bless thee, O habitation of justice and mountain of holiness. And there shall dwell in Judah itself, and in all the cities thereof together, husbandmen, and they that go forth with flocks. For I have satiated the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. Upon this I awaked and beheld, and my sleep was sweet unto me. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will sow the house of Israel, and the house of Judah, with the seed of man, and with the seed of beast. And it shall come to pass, that like as I have watched over them to pluck up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, saith the Lord. In those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. But every one shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. Let's stop at verse 33. That's not the end of the thought, but let's stop at verse 33 for just a moment. Just a moment. We'll come back in just a moment. But what we find here is this analogy of Rachel weeping for the loss of her children. Matthew uses that same scripture at the time of the killing of the babies by Herod. You remember that? A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel weepeth for her children, refused to be comforted for her children, because they were not. And so, we see this, which was already for us in the Christian tradition, we see it in Matthew. For the Jewish folks who don't read Matthew, they don't see it there. But we do. We have the blessing of Christ concealed in the Old Testament, revealed in the New Testament. And here we see this verse, or these verses, that are used in Matthew to describe the time that Christ was being sought to be killed by Herod. Also, we want to make note that the first step of coming to God is repentance. And the first step of repentance is confession. Confession of sin. And we must confess our sin and ask God to enable us to move forward with Him. And that's what we see with Ephraim there in verse 20. Now, we see there in verse 31, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. And we see that not according to the covenant he made with the fathers, verse 33, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Now, that's interesting because the nation of Israel is never to cease to be, according to God's word. And what he's saying is, he is saying, because we have the moon and the stars, because we have the division of the seas, we know that Israel is going to stand as God's nation forever. But let me also say that because of the promise of God that his nation of Israel will stand forever, we know that the tides are going to be taken care of, and that the light of the stars and the sun and the moon are going to be taken care of, because he's promised that to be the case. It's not a question of any kind of climate change or anything else. If God is not in control, there is no control over the world as it sits. And God is in control. That's part of what this chapter 31 is all about, showing the restoration of Israel in the time following the Great Tribulation. We call that time the Millennial Kingdom of Jesus Christ. And so it will be King Jesus on the throne. And if those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. And then we would say that's impossible because God has said so. Verse 37, thus saith the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all they that have done, saith the Lord. Can't be measured. We can't know the foundations of the earth searched out. It's never been done. We have all these people trying to measure and to know, but they can't. And he says Israel will stand. Israel is not going to be any more afflicted because they've come through the time of Jacob's trouble. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the city shall be built to the Lord from the tower of Haniel unto the gate of the corner. And the measuring line shall yet go forth over against it upon the hill Gareb, and shall compass and go, and shall compass about to goeth. And the whole valley of the dead bodies and of the ashes and all the fields under the brook of Kidron, under the corner of the horse gate toward the east, shall be holy unto the Lord. It shall not be plucked down nor thrown down any more forever. Wow. This is God's plan for Israel. God's future blessings on Israel includes health, both physical and spiritual health, physical and spiritual healing. God's future blessings for Israel include restoration of the people and restoration of Jerusalem. It includes the reestablishment of the Davidic line in the person of the King Messiah, and it includes fellowship with God. Notice, the Lord God Almighty said there in verse 1 of chapter 31, at the same time, saith the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Chapter 31's restoration of Israel after the time of Jacob's trouble show the concern for the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, and loving kindness of God will be there. We know that God is restoring the people of Israel in the millennial kingdom. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful time. I want to talk about this new covenant that we find there in chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. And we don't have the opportunity in this session, but we will in the next. The principal Old Testament passage on this new covenant is Isaiah chapter 59, as well as this Jeremiah 32 passage in Ezekiel 16 and Ezekiel 17. It'll be made in the future with the whole nation of Israel. It'll be unlike the Mosaic covenant. It will be unconditional. The provisions will include a change of heart, fellowship with God, knowledge of the Lord, and forgiveness of all sins. And all of this will be fulfilled for Israel when Jesus Christ returns. Hallelujah! What a Savior!
Thank you for joining us today for this edition of the Bible Class with Dr. Kenneth C. Hill. You may reach us by email by going to our website, whcbradio.org, and sending us an email on the Contact Us link. That's whcbradio.org. If you prefer to use the postal service, our address is The Bible Class, WHCB, Post Office Box 5, Bluntville, Tennessee, 37617. That's The Bible Class, care of WHCB, Post Office Box 5, Bluntville, Tennessee, 37617. You may also call us at 423-878-6279. Until our next Bible Class program, we are trusting that the Lord will richly bless you as you serve Him.